BT workers huge vote for strike action over pay. 30,000 BT open reach engineers and 9,000 BT call center workers in the Communication Workers Union, CWU, have voted by 95.8% and 91.5% respectively to take strike action. Overpay. A BT worker tells a socialist why they are walking out. This was a vote of pure anger. BT workers across every part of the group have made it clear they are fed up with the rubbish pay offers, increasing bullying and pressure from a management that doesn't care about them or their livelihoods, while the company happily takes more of the profits. We used to get offered BT shares each year, now that has stopped, while BT management days out, i.e. piss ups, increase. Management have brought food banks into offices, where workers can donate food and workers can take from, if they are in need. We now call the CEO food bank Phil. BT thought it had divided the workforce, by bringing in new workers in the last few years on lower paid contracts. They offered them 8%, and older workers on the older, better contracts 2.7%, many of whom have been forced to work at new offices after a massive round of building closures, in most cases adding at least an hour to their commute. But the raw anger was too strong for BT. Despite many of the office and call center based staff now working from home, and in many cases never having met their team in person, they have hit back. Management thinks that so-called well-done days where workers are wined and dined at the Birmingham Neck will make up for a shoddy pay rise, as the ballot result shows, it won't. This anger has been building for years, the mood is there for a fight and there is determination to win. Socialist Party members in the CWU have been at the forefront year in year out at the BTFS, telecom section of the CWU, conference for over 10 years, raising the need to ballot on all these issues and build support for a national ballot for strike action. The leadership has been pushed in this direction. That pressure needs to continue to make sure the days are aimed to bring BT and much of the telecommunication network across the country to a standstill, showing who really makes the profits and keeps BT running. In EECWU members voted 95.5% in favor of action, but fell just 8 votes short of the government's undemocratic threshold.